I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. Do you have time to let us sit around and whine, or rather talk about the band Green Day and the new comedy movie Nimrods, which takes viewers on this offbeat journey of a band pranked into thinking they're going to open for Green Day on New Year's Eve? Actor Kyler Kaufman joined Odyssey station KNX News in Los Angeles to discuss the project this week.
What's up, guys? I'm stoked to be here.
This is awesome.
To be doing this with you guys means a lot.
Yeah, it means a lot to us, too. I mean, man, what a thrill of a ride making this movie must have been for you.
Dude, getting to play the green-haired bastard Fred, a dream come true. I grew up playing in, you know, garage pop punk bands growing up in small-town Oklahoma. And, you know, in small-town Oklahoma, you don't have much, but DIY music scenes, music culture, and your friends in a band make you feel like you have everything and you can take on the world. And that's what we captured in the film. It's really sick.
The guy you play and his friends can't believe that they meet, you know, the members of Green Day, and then that they get, you know, we learn fake invited to open for them. I wonder what it was like for you when you actually met them in person for the first time.
Dude, they didn't tell us that they were on set, so I just walk into this room and there they are. And I'm like, it was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Did you fanboy out a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I didn't hide it. I just thought I was in character. It was the absolute best. But they were, what was so amazing about the Green Day dudes is they were equally gracious and kind because they had been watching the dailies and seeing the work that we were doing. So when they had met us as well, they were just as stoked to meet us, which is insane to say that Green Day was stoked to meet you. But I'm so thankful for that experience.
So the soundtrack's like 98% them. They produced this. Is this sort of also, you know, them before they hit it big?
What is so sick about this is, and as you know, and the world knows, Green Day's catalog spans generations. And Lee Kirk, our writer and director, and the Green Day dudes did such an amazing job of, you know, diving in deep.
When you go on a road trip with somebody, you typically form a bit more of a bond than you had when you started the road trip. I mean, did you form a bond with the other two guys that you were doing this film with?
I'm so lucky. It's all there on film. Like, you will see it in the movie. Growing up playing in little garage bands, you understand that it's you and your friends versus the world. You feel like you can take on anything, even though the universe isn't giving you any signs that you can. You believe that you will, and you do. And that's what we captured in our relationship, and I'm so thankful for the cast for putting in the work, and it's just there. It's so awesome that we got to write a love letter to something that's so important to us all, and that's live music.
All right, Kyler Kaufman, he's in that movie at Nimrods, that Green Day movie.
It's summer in the U.S., so it's a great time to get out into nature. It's a great time to get out into nature, unless, of course, your local area has been hit with a heat wave, or floods, or wildfires, or smoke, or angry beavers and angry bears. The Dana and Parks Show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City discussed those last two threats on the show this week. Let's listen.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A popular state park in Maryland is now partially closed after two recent attacks by rabid beavers.
Uh-oh.
The first beaver attack at Cunningham Falls State Park in Frederick County, Maryland, near some town called Thurmont, involved a 13-year-old swimmer on July 26th. The teenage boy, who had injuries to his hands and chest, was airlifted to a hospital. Following that attack, the beaver was euthanized.
He yeeted the beaver.
It tested positive for rabies the following day. Swimming access to Hunting Creek Lake at the park was closed soon afterward.
What is going on with all these angry beavers?
I don't know, Sam.
Go on.
The more recent attack took place on August 5th when a 19-year-old fisherman was bitten in the ankle by a beaver. The young man took himself to a hospital for examination. He received treatment and a tetanus shot.
As is tradition on this program, when we talk about wildlife attacking things, we like to look up how to avoid being attacked by that wildlife.
Beavers.
There is not a website dedicated to how to avoid getting attacked by an angry beaver. However, studies do suggest that the best way to get an angry beaver away from you is...
He yeeted the beaver.
Give it a yeet.
Give it an old yeet.
That's right. First, we had the two in New York. What is going on?
I don't know. Beavers typically avoid people.
Is it like they're kicking down their dams or something? I mean, typically with bears, we can point to, you know, mama bear has a cub, or they just came out of hibernating, yeah. Or, you know, bison, you're trying to get its attention to take a picture of it. We can usually pinpoint why something goes crazy. Obviously, the one had rabies, but angry, what? Mm-hmm. Angry beavers? That's the epidemic we're facing right now?
So I'm going to buy... either you or Dana, one of your Christmas gifts is going to be, have you seen it? They've almost made it like a Jordan going through the air in a Nike t-shirt or something.
The Buffalo Grandpa?
Grandpa flying upside down.
Yes.
And listen, I know he had his grandson with him, and God forbid if the grandson had gotten the horns.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be laughing about it.
It would be a very different story.
It would be.
But, why an old man getting thrown 10 feet in the air is not sad.
But that's my point. I mean, what is it about a 66-year-old man getting thrown through the air 11 feet up, upside down?
Oh, man.
That made me watch that video 500,000 times.
Yeah. I think we all watched it a few thousand times.
Now, if it was his grandson, I would be like, oh, dang. I hope that kid's all right. And I hope grandpa's all right, too. Don't get me wrong. But there's just something funny about Gramps running away from a buffalo, and the buffalo says,
we need to take notes from the people who have successfully negated the angry beavers. If they do attack, you grab with two hands and you yeet as far as you can.
And how does one yeet?
Throw aggressively.
Throw, that is yeeting?
Ideally, you have 1 foot back for leverage. You push out of the ground, sure, get the energy.
You want to get in this proper stance.
A nice twist, get some torque through the core, and just let it fly, baby.
You mean by let it fly, you mean to yeet it?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. CBS News, a bear attacked and injured a runner on a popular trail in Alaska. This is...
Now, there are some stories about how to avoid a bear attack. Let me pull one up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The attack unfolded late last week near the Prospect Heights Trailhead in Anchorage. According to the Fish and Wildlife Department, they do not oversee the beavers. A woman was running alone on a path called the Wolverine Bowl Trail when the brown bear attacked her. She was able to deploy bear spray and escape the trailhead on her own. Taken to the hospital for treatment, officials did not disclose the extent of her injuries. Okay. And, Sam, you have advice on how to avoid a bear attack.
Particularly the brown bear, yes.
Yeah, here's number one. Don't go where they live. That's their house.
If it's a black bear, the advice is completely different. If it's a polar bear, there is no advice. Just accept your fate, you are lunch. Mm-hmm. If it is a brown bear, you're supposed to clap.
What about a grizzly? Is that like a polar bear, too? You have to just give up?
Well, grizzly and brown bears are... That's the same thing, isn't it?
I don't believe that's correct, but I think they're the same.
Let me double check.
I'll look it up. No, go ahead. You give the advice, and I'll look up if there's a difference between a grizzly and a brown bear. I don't know.
While in the territory where you may have a bear encounter, you are advised to make a lot of noise, clap, talk loudly, or call out, "Hey, bear!" if you are near rushing waters, corners, or in dense brush.
Do they really have that there?
It literally says, "Hey Bear," in all caps with an exclamation point.
Okay, all grizzly bears are brown bears, but not all brown bears are grizzly bears.
The old rhombus and rectangle.
The difference mostly comes down to geography and diet. Coastal brown bears live near the ocean and eat rich marine foods like salmon, making them massive, while inland grizzly bears rely on a leaner diet and are smaller.
They also say to carry bear spray, travel in groups, and we all know for any bear safety, secure your food, string it up on a line between two trees. The advice used to be lock it in your car, but we've seen that doesn't work very well sometimes, as then they break into the car. And of course, watch for signs. And I always love when they say to look for scat.
When it comes to those angry beavers, experts cited by Maryland Matters recommended keeping human and animal family members up to date on their rabies vaccinations. They also noted that beavers are typically very shy, so seeing any beaver coming towards you is a sign of trouble. Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo, On the Road with Kelly and Bob out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas, KNX News in Los Angeles, and the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.